Right. So you're trying to build a brand from scratch, huh?
Yeah.
I feel you, man. It can feel like, I don't know, trying to climb a mountain in flip-flops. You know what I'm saying? But hold up, don't trip. We're about to break this down, real talk, with some wisdom from folks who done walk this path before us.
Yeah, they got the knowledge, man.
We got these two excerpts here, both about using storytelling, you know, to build your brand.
Oh, word.
One's kind of official, you know. The other keeps it street level.
Okay, I like
So
that.
we get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, the whole spectrum.
Be this, both sources dropping knowledge on how your brand story ain't just about what your business does.
It's deeper. It's deeper.
It's way deeper than that.
Way deeper.
This first one straight up calls your brand story the emotional core of your brand. That's powerful.
Now, what's real interesting is WHY'd that emotional connection be so important. It ain't just about sounding good, nah. It's about building real relationships.
For real, for real.
For real, think about the brands you love. You feel a certain way about them, right?
Absolutely, it's a connection.
These sources both point out how a strong story helps folks trust you, makes them feel like they're part of something special.
Yeah, like a family almost.
That's how you get customers who are truly down with your brand. Not just hitting you up for a one-time purchase, they coming back for more.
True,
They
true.
loving on you.
But how do we actually make folks feel something, though?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question right there.
Both excerpts talking about using those big moments in your journey as the foundation of your story, like those turning points that got you where you at today.
Like those moments of inspiration, those aha
This
moments.
first one, it even got these example questions like, when did that light bulb go off in your head?
Ooh, I like that.
Who or what inspired you to get this thing popping?
Love it.
Got me thinking about my own journey, for real.
It's a reflective process for sure.
And it ain't just about listen what went down. It's about the vibes, the feeling behind those moments. The second source keeps it real, saying keep it raw.
I was just gonna say that.
It's all about keeping it 100, letting your true self shine through.
Authenticity. That's what's up.
Word. And that ties into another gem both sources drop in, finding your why.
Ooh, the why. That's deep. Like, really understanding what drives you, what gets you hyped about this whole thing. I'm talking to you, listener.
Yeah, you.
What's your why? If you're building a brand, why is it important to you? Why should folks even care? This second source spits some real talk. Saying your why is like an anchor.
Okay.
When things get rough, and trust me, they will.
Oh, they will.
It's what keeps you grounded, especially when you're just starting out.
You gotta have that foundation.
That clarity is priceless.
Yeah, man, you said it.
Now, both sources got some straight up helpful exercises to get you moving.
Let's get practical.
Like writing down your journey, answering those questions we just talked
I
about.
like it.
It's like digging for treasure in your own story.
Ooh, that's a nice analogy. Finding those nuggets of truth and feeling,
Mining for gold.
they ain't lying. And while they use in different language, one more proper, the other more laid back, both sources stress, figuring out your core values.
It's like they're on the same page, but different fonts.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you stand for? What are the rules you live by?
This is the DNA of your brand.
It's the blueprint. Man, and both of them talk about picturing your ideal customer.
Key. That's key.
That's key, because it's all about tailoring your story to connect with the right folks.
It's about knowing your audience.
Think about who you're trying to reach, what's going to resonate with them. Yo, I was feeling that creative prompt section in the second source. It got these dope exercises that get you thinking about your brand in a tight, impactful way, like summing up your whole vision in a few words.
Keep it concise, keep it powerful.
And to top it off, they both got links to free resources. Stuff like templates for writing, podcasts to inspire you, even tools to help you map out your ideas. These are real tools you can use to start building your brand story, like right now.
No excuses. They're giving you the keys to the kingdom. It's like they're
Yeah.
giving you the blueprint to build your brand's world, man.
Yeah.
And the beauty of it is you can keep coming back to these resources as you grow and level up. You know what I mean?
True, true. It ain't like you figured out once and you're done. This is a journey.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And that's what makes it exciting, man. So to wrap this all up, I know building a brand from the ground up, it can feel like a whole lot of pressure. But peep game, after going through these sources, the main thing I'm taking away is this. It all starts with a story.
Your
Your
story.
story.
That's it.
And it don't got to be perfect.
Nope.
Just got to be real.
Real raw.
It's about tapping into those moments, those feels, that why that makes your brand stand out.
That's how you connect with people.
What's powerful about that is that it invites folks to connect with you on a deeper level. It ain't just about buying and selling. It's about building a community, you know?
A shared experience.
Shared experience. And that's something you can't fake, man. It got to come from the heart.
Straight up.
Don't be afraid to get a little vulnerable.
Yeah.
Let your personality shine through. And remember those resources we talked about?
Yeah.
They're there to support you every step of the way.
What's got me thinking is that both sources really focused on the early stages of building a brand story, right?
Okay, yeah.
But what happens when your brand evolves?
Mm-hmm.
What if your why changes?
Grows, shifts.
Or your target audience shifts, you know? How do you adapt your story to reflect that growth?
Keep it fresh.
While staying true to your core.
Oh, that's deep. It's like your brand story ain't static.
It's a living thing.
It's a living thing, right? It can grow and change right along with you. And that makes me think about something else, you know, these excerpts didn't really touch on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's connected. What about the stories your customers tell about your brand? How do those stories fit into your overall brand story? You feel me?
Man, that's real talk. It's about creating a space where your brand story becomes a conversation, you know, a back and forth between you and your people.
Exactly. You ain't just telling your story. You're building it together with the folks who matter most, your customers.
It's like a circle.
Yeah.
You share your story, they feel it, they share their own experiences, and that feeds back into how your brand grows.
Beautiful, man. And it all starts with taking that first step, with using the power of story to connect with your audience on a deeper level.
And remember, ain't no one right way to do this.
Nope.
It's about finding what feels real to you, you know, and your brand.
So as you reason on this brand building journey, keep this in mind. Your story matters.
It does.
It's what makes you different.
Unique.
What makes you unforgettable? What draws people in? Don't be afraid to share it with the world.
Because when you do, you create something truly special, a brand that speaks to people, connects with them, and inspires them.
Word up. So there you have it. We just broke down the whole brand storytelling thing. Hopefully you walk away feeling inspired, maybe even a little less stressed about this whole brand building journey.
The biggest lesson here is that it ain't about being perfect or having all the answers right away, you know?
Yeah.
It's about being willing to explore, to try new things, to find what feels right for you.
No doubt. And remember, your story is your superpower. So go out there, embrace your why, and start building the brand that truly reflects who you are and what you stand for. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace out.